With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russian airstrike on residential areas in eastern Ukraine has killed at least one person. Officials say that apparently hit a nine-story apartment building and then erupted into flames there. A wild ride for Asian markets Monday, and it could just be the start of things. Tokyo's Nikkei advantage went to 225, up more than 4%. Officials say it's likely to go even higher in the very near future. Several U.S. Olympians are learning it's not a good idea to badmouth the United States of America, but some of them did anyway, and the president is not happy about it. Meanwhile, the Trump administration appealing a ruling on releasing New York City tunnel funds. More on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Last September, the Transportation Department froze federal funding for the Hudson Tunnel Project in New York. But last Friday, a U.S. district judge ordered the federal government to release the money for the project. On Sunday, the Trump administration appealed. Donald Trump reportedly had offered to unfreeze the funds if Democrats agreed to rename Washington Dulles Airport and New York's Penn Station after him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he supports the administration's decision to confront the threat posed by the Iranian government.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously to ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
And this is SRN News. J.K. Rowling is getting the last laugh. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with more.
The author of the Harry Potter books has been campaigning against transgenderism for years and has been vilified for it. But with the jury award of $2 million to a New York woman who regrets her sex change operation, Rowling says the tide has turned. Writing on X, she says, quote, "This will go down in history as one of the worst medical scandals of all time. Adults sold troubled young people the idea that all of their trauma would be resolved by removing healthy body parts." Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the Trump administration has dispatched a very small team of military officers to Nigeria, where Muslim terrorists have been killing Christians by the thousands. General Dog Anderson says the move follows a meeting with Nigeria's president. He says the small U.S. team offers unique capabilities from the U.S. to augment what Nigeria has been doing. This is SRN News. Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says that's it. He's stepping down.
Lewis' resignation comes 3 days after the troubled newspaper announced it was laying off one-third of its staff. Lewis sent an email Saturday to the newspaper's staff. His email says, quote, "Difficult decisions have been taken in order to ensure the sustainable future of the Post," unquote. Lewis and the Post billionaire owner Jeff Bezos did not participate in a meeting with staff announcing these layoffs.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, Lewis did have a rocky time at the Post, marked by layoffs and a failed organizational plan. Japanese Prime Minister Sune Taikachi's governing party securing a two-thirds supermajority in a parliamentary election. Taikachi says she's ready to pursue policies, in her words, to make Japan strong and prosperous. More details at srnnews.com.